Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, each week on the Lucianne Lantz Show. You're listening to Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Well, today we're going to learn how to install a rain garden, and there is a plethora of help here in Washtenaw County for homeowners. Joining us is Susan Bryan. She is the Rain Garden Coordinator for the Washtenaw County Water Resources Office. Great to have you back with us, Susan.
So nice to see you, Lucianne.
And Leslie Kelman, who is a local homeowner in Ann Arbor and a volunteer as well. Leslie, you had your rain garden installed back in 2015. How has it been going?
It's been going great. That one, and I've got a couple of others, and they've really made a huge difference.
How so?
In the backyard or the basement. In 2015, it happened to be a really rainy spring. And I went down the basement one day and discovered that water was coming in the basement through the windows.
Wow.
And it's normally a wet backyard anyway this time of year. Occasionally ducks stop by, and I don't have a pond.
That tells you a lot right there, right?
Yeah.
And so this is a solution to help mitigate the water coming into the house, right?
Right.
All right, so we're going to find out exactly how that works. Susan, this program through the Washtenaw County Water Resources Office has been invaluable to homeowners like Leslie Kelman, and for precisely because of the problem she experienced, but also there's some beauty to this as well. So talk about what a rain garden is.
I think that's my favorite part, is when people go out and enjoy the beauty of the rain garden. Unlike, you know, other things like, you know, re-siding your house and you know, things like that. Once you have solved your problem with a rain garden, you get to enjoy it, and it's beautiful with flowers and butterflies, and I know that I sit on my front porch and just enjoy the critters that come by, and I'm like, oh, that's an interesting bird. Like, I've never seen a goldfinch before. Ooh, you know, that sort of thing. It's really enjoyable.
What are the mechanics though of this from preventing water or diverting water from and away from your home?
Yeah, and it's it is gardening, but it also has a lot of very specific requirements to it that you want to make sure to follow. And those are that the rain garden is capturing water that might be coming from anywhere. It might be, you know, flowing from your neighbor's yard. It might be from your own roof. It might be, you know, water that's like flowing over the landscape and going into a place where it's not supposed to, like your basement, like Leslie's basement. And you want to capture that in a safer place. So far away from your home, at least 15 feet away from your house and your neighbor's house. You know, like sometimes right across the property line is your neighbor's house. Don't put it close to their house either. So you want it away from your house. But then having a little extra water in the garden is actually nice. It's good to have a little extra water. So in those summer times, you don't have to water as much. So it's really trying to get that water into a helpful place instead of in a place where it's causing damage.
Susan Bryan teaches the Master Rain Gardener Certification class, where residents like Leslie learn to design and build their own rain gardens for their very own yards. Leslie is a homeowner who has installed two rain gardens in her own yard, and her rain gardens always look beautiful, I understand. So much so that the Master Rain Gardener class visits your gardens every year. So, Leslie, when you first started to do this and you took this class and learned how to do it, what did you actually have to do at your home to begin? How big is a project to install a rain garden?
Well, I took the class. Well, I'd actually tried to build a rain garden beforehand, and it wasn't working. And actually, in the class, there's some great step-by-step instructions between the presentations and the booklet that you can now download. And so it was, had to do with basically choosing the site, finding out, testing to see what sort of drainage you have for your soil. And in my case, it was clay, so the water sits there, which is why I am wet all the time.
And that's pretty true for most of us in this region, at least the Ann Arbor area that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Oh, that ground, it's mostly clay, isn't it?
It is. And so, you know, figure out what kind of soil type you have. Because if you go to, say, Chelsea, they've got a lot more sand in some places. Mm-hmm. So you would calculate things differently based on that. So you test your drainage soil. calculate the size by a certain formula. It's based on, say, if you want to catch the water from your downspouts, that portion of the roof, and talks about how deep to dig it, things like that. And so
I did all that. Are you actually running a pipe then from your downspout to where you want the rain garden to be?
Yeah. I actually have one where I've got the pipe that goes underground about a foot. It's a plastic pipe. And then I've got another one that comes from the downspout, goes over some gravel, and then into the rain garden.
Hmm. I know a lot of the newer homes, Susan, can have that happening underground where they try to get it away from the home. And usually that's about 12 feet out. And you're saying generally you want it about 15 feet away from the home and away from your neighbor's home?
Yeah. I mean, if it's not causing a problem, 12 feet is fine. That's reasonable. On a new home where the downspouts are already trenched in, you know, they're already underground in a pipe, and then somewhere in their lawn, there's a usual, like a little green pop-up where it, when it rains, it pops up and all that water just goes. That's a good spot for a rain garden. You can build a rain garden right there. The water's already going there. Half your work is done.
All right. So what kinds of beautiful plants and flowers, Leslie, were you able to realize through these rain gardens?
You've tapped a deep vein.
Okay. I'm one of those that has a backyard where it looks like a nursery exploded and landed in it.
Oh.
Lots of color.
Oh.
You don't have to do.
That sounds beautiful. So did you find that certain plants were better than others for a rain garden?
Oh, yeah. In my case, I was actually able to move some from other parts of the garden because I already knew I had a clay soil. But one of the handy things about the course is that there's this great spreadsheet that has, you know, if you've got shade, if you've got sun, part sun, there are plenty of plants to pick from. Do you want them to bloom in the spring? Do you want them to bloom in the fall? So I've got like four, maybe June, I've got some Michigan lilies in there.
Ooh.
You know, August, it's bottle gentian, so you attract all the bumblebees trying to get in. Cardinal flowers, all kinds of just great color.
Sounds lovely. Are you in a traditional neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so traditional.
Yeah, I'm in a 1960s subdivision.
Okay, typical here in Ann Arbor. And Leslie Kelman's over in the southwest side of Ann Arbor. Susan, the county does this throughout, these classes are for anyone throughout the county, right?
That's right. Even, you know, but some people outside the county take it too.
helping everyone.
It's all right. Right.
And Leslie mentioned there's actually, I was going to ask you about that, because Leslie mentioned there's a downloadable document that can help people. Tell us about that, Susan.
Right. We have a homeowner's handbook that gives step-by-step directions. So you can do it that way. Or we have the online class that is free now, and it's on demand. So you can take it, you know, as gradually as you want to. When you have time, and it's about five. I feel like if people structure it the same way that we did in real life, Leslie, you could just do it once a week for 4 or 5 weeks, and you would have your rain garden all planned. Or you could just, you know, binge it and do it at the same time. That would be okay.
Wow. So
there is homework. Like, you know, first do some measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, do your infiltration test and see how quickly the rain soaks into it's going to be your hose soaks into your ground. You know, it has like step by step so that nothing's too overwhelming, but by the end, you know exactly what to do.
Yeah, that's really great. Have you, one thing I've encountered with HOAs and with condos, in which we have a lot here in our community, they've got very particular rules. Is there anything we can do to work with those associations and condos to help them realize the value of having rain gardens? Because, you know, water's water and it impacts everywhere.
Yeah, you're really doing a good deed for the people downstream when you build a rain garden. Like all your neighbors downstream, you're paying it forward to them when you build a rain garden. I think HOAs often, you have to go through whatever normal procedure they have. Like if they need to approve your landscape plans before you do it, then you need to go through that. But it's pretty easy. I mean, by taking the class, you will have a plan. So you just need to tell them what you're doing. And some HOAs are not so restrictive. I mean, like, this is just gardening. It's nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Huge, yeah.
And people can go to masterraingardener.org. Is that correct? To access information on the class, masterraingardener.org. And you can take that certification class and learn how to design your own rain garden as well, and train to be a master rain gardener to learn to design and install your own rain garden. Generally, Leslie, you know, you said you had an explosion of a nursery type landscape, and it must just be beautiful to see. But generally, what should people anticipate having to pay for something like this to incorporate this into your own home?
The plants? It can be, you can go crazy.
Like you.
Like me.
Yeah.
A lot is going to depend on the size of the rain garden and really how much variety. You could probably do it pretty cheaply, especially during years when we don't have, you know, get together restrictions, because gardeners love to get rid of plants.
And they share, right?
Oh, we share. Some plants, you can have too many after a couple of years.
Yeah, right. So that's an option as well. Very good point. And Susan, what about just the upfront upstart cost to kind of rerouting the water in the beginning, setting up an area for gardening before even putting plants in? Is that fairly inexpensive?
Yeah. It depends on whether you do it yourself or if you hire someone. If you do it yourself, it's really the material. So the pipe, which you can get at any hardware store, a load of compost, a load of mulch, and plants. And plants are, like Leslie said, you can buy them. And for like maybe a typical rain garden, you might spend $300 on plants. If you, she's right though, like gardeners love to share. And if you have friends that are gardeners that want to share with you, that's perfect, because you're going to have this list of what you might want. And if they have extras of those, they can give it to you. Normally, actually, I facilitate plant swaps. Some people who have, you know, people who either have a full garden or they have an empty garden. Like there's almost no in between. So I try to facilitate plant swaps so that people can give away their plants and then new gardeners can get them for free. We will probably do that in the fall. Absolutely.
Well, I know that you normally have a conservation district plant sale and expo. Do you think that will be happening this year?
We're planning on it so far. I mean, these days, you never know. We're planning on it. We're organizing it. If we have to cancel at the last minute, then so be it. But at the moment, we're still doing it.
And when do you expect to have it?
That's June 5th.
Oh, coming up June 5th. Okay, great.
Coming up June 5th. And we're like having that you have a free, there's a free ticket that you need to get just so we can have only so many people show up at one time. But it will happen. So that'll be good. And also there's lots of local nurseries that would love this. So if you have a nursery that's close by, that's a great place to buy.
Yeah.
And farmers markets. Vendors are at both Ann Arbor and Ipsy Farmers Markets. And not just you have native plant vendors, but you also have some other sellers there that sell plants that are native or would work well in the garden that aren't necessarily this native nursery or that native plant nursery.
So. Yeah, that's a very good point. Lots of great options there. And where can one get the free tickets, Susan, for the expo?
At the Washtenaw County Conservation District website.
All right.
And you just get it and then you get an email and that's your ticket in.
All right. We're talking with Susan Bryan, Master Rain Gardener Certification Class teacher, along with Leslie Kelman, who is a homeowner, also a volunteer with the program. As a volunteer, Leslie, I understand you'll go to public sites then and help out. Where are these rain gardens around our community so people can kind of spot them and maybe it spurs them on to wanting to do this in their own home?
A lot of local schools do. One that I volunteer at is over at Pioneer High School. There are also, Susan facilitates work days at some of the public rain gardens, or has, you know, when mm-hmm. it's safe, like
right.
Miller Road.
Oh.
Those are beautiful right now, actually. If you take your bike or walk your dog along Miller Road, along the western side of Ann Arbor, that's a great walk. Oh, also on the other side of town, Sio Church Road, or Stone School Road, sorry. Stone School Road is another great spot to look at rain gardens.
All right. And they sure do a world of good, not only for rain and wetness that can come into your basement, but Susan, ice as well.
That's true. And you might have clear memories of ice on your sidewalk or on your front walk. And a rain garden is a good way to capture that water before it gets to the pavement. And the class can help you strategize, but you can also just follow that raindrop. Like, okay, before it gets to the sidewalk, where does it come from? You know, follow it up its path and figure out if there's an appropriate spot for a rain garden, because that can capture that water even in the wintertime. It's amazing. And then it'll soak in there before getting to your walk. You might have to still have ice every once in a while, but not every day, you know, like if it's just going directly.
What a great solution, though. Go to masterraingardener.org and you'll get more information again through our Washtenaw County resources, masterraingardener.org. Leslie, what did you do in your profession?
I was a high school science teacher.
Oh, you were? So, you know, this kind of comes to you naturally in a way, being a science teacher and continuing with that kind of work. That's marvelous. But truly, anyone can do this, right? Would you agree?
Absolutely.
You don't have to have any special skills necessarily.
No. And if you sign up for the class, there's also a Facebook page. I don't know how many are on it now, but if you put your plan out there, you have questions about plants, how do I get the water from my downspout to my rain garden? There are plenty of us who are experienced rain gardeners, plant nerds like me, engineers, professionals that have taken the course, all of who will give you ideas and suggestions.
Sounds like a great community of people.
Alone.
Yeah. Great talking with both of you today on our Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Leslie Kelman, local homeowner, volunteer, and Susan Bryan, rain garden coordinator for the Washtenaw County Water Resources Office. Susan, if you have to guess, do you have any idea how many homeowners actually have rain gardens?
Oh, in Washtenaw County, it's more than 1,000 now.
Wow. That's incredible. And you'd like to keep doing more, and it'll help out those homeowners. And overall, it helps out all of us with our water resources here in Washtenaw County.
That's right.
And that's so important. Not to mention what it does for the bees, the pollinators out there, and all the little critters that can benefit from this. So great program the county has. Is there a cost to this, Susan?
Right now it's free. We used to charge for it, when we were developing all the materials and we needed that. But now, especially with COVID, we all need something good to focus our energies on. And this is something great that people can do. And actually, registration is way up because gardening is so popular right now.
It was one of the benefits of being stuck at home. You're absolutely right. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much, ladies. Wonderful talking with you. And good luck with that gardening out there, Leslie. Susan, thank you for what you do for the county and everyone at the Washtenaw County Water Resources Office, which is located, by the way, off of North Zeeb Road in Ann Arbor. Their website, again, masterraingardener.org. Wealth of information on that site. I hope everyone checks it out. And for information about the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, visit BragAnnArbor.com. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. Our thanks again to Leslie Kelman and Susan Bryan. And this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.